Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كذلك وأورثناها بني إسرائيل.
Thus, and we caused to inherit it the children of Israel.
فأتبعوهم مشرقين.
So they pursued them at sunrise.
Brothers and sisters, we were into the 59th verse of the chapter. وَكَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ, the 60th verse. Thus, we drowned them and we made the children of Israel the inheritors to them. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ, and then they pursued them at sunrise. These are the verses that mention the declination of Pharaoh and ruling of the children of Israel. In the previous verses, the Holy Quran said, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ. We expelled them from the gardens and the springs and the treasures and a goodly dwelling they had. But all these things were taken from them, and Allah causes the children of Israel to inherit them. One point remaining about this Maqamin Kareem is that the commentators have different opinions about this phrase, Maqamin Kareem, that we translated as goodly dwelling. Some say that it means luxurious palaces and expensive houses. Some believe that it means gatherings and meetings of the rulers, which were encircled with some obedient officers. And these two commentaries are somehow consistent. It is likely that both of them are included in the concept of the verse, both their palaces and their power and positions. They were all taken from them. Now, so the Almighty Allah says that He causes the children of Israel to inherit them. كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Thus we drowned them, and we made the children of Israel to inherit them. Some commentators believe that the children of Israel came back to Egypt and ruled the country for some time, but the point is that the verses are apparently in line with this commentary. But some others believe that after sinking of Pharaoh and his men, they went to the Holy Lands, but after a length of time, they returned to Egypt and established a government there. This second commentary has the concerning chapters of current Torah supportive of it. Some say that the children of Israel were divided into different groups. One group remained in Egypt and ruled, and the other group went with Moses to the Holy Land. However, as the last verse implies, Pharaoh sent his men to the cities of Egypt. He gathered enough army and forces to pursue them.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So Pharaoh gathered his men and he gathered enough army and forces to pursue this Bani Israel that went with Moses. Some commentators believe that Pharaoh sent 600,000 men as an advance guard, and then he himself followed them with 100,000 soldiers. They moved fast at night and pursued them, and they reached Moses when the sun was rising, as the Holy Quran says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Then they pursued them at sunrise. The doer of the action, Atba'u, are the soldiers of Pharaoh and Pharaoh himself. So Pharaoh's host pursued them, and the object of the verb is them, that means Moses and his people. Now, this is the point that we understand. The Almighty Allah in the previous verses said, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ. We made them go away, we expelled them, and this is the result. The Almighty Allah has a kind of tadbir in every action He has. And this is the tadbir, this is the hikmah in this. He expelled them and this is the result. He made them pursue Moses and his people and he made them drown. And that is why, and that's how exactly he made the children of Israel the inheritors of Pharaoh and his people. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.